Let's bring in Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette from Northwest Arkansas. Tom, good afternoon.
Hey, Jets, how's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. We've got some fans down here, listeners, that have called in and said Arkansas beats Auburn. We've got some that say Auburn beats Arkansas. What says Tom Murphy here on August the 5th?
Oh, making a prediction on the season opener this soon, huh?
Yeah, well, you're going to have to make one at some point.
Well, here's the thing. I have been thinking about this some. Arkansas has a tradition of going down and beating Auburn. Now, that has no bearing on this particular game, but it has been done. It was done 2 years ago with a team that was inferior in talent to what Auburn had. So I'm not saying it's out of the realm
kind of possibility. Kind of similar like that last game of the year with LSU.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
And so things need to fall their way. You know, they don't need to turn the ball over. They need to get a couple turnovers, frustrate Auburn here and there, and they might have a chance. But if you're just simply writing this down on paper, Auburn has, you know, the better talent. And I suspect that Nick Marshall will be in on the second series, or maybe the first series of the second quarter.
That quick,
I don't
huh?
think it's going to be a long suspension, no.
What do you think? See, I Trey and I talked about this earlier. I think that – and I want to get your thoughts. I think that Malzahn comes out at least, I don't know if it'll be the day before the game, or but at least the week before the game, and he'll come out and actually state, kind of like A&M did with Manziel last year. They said he's not going to play in the first half. I think he'll come out and say that, but it worries me. If he doesn't say that, then I'm going to agree with you that maybe it's just a series. But I think he comes out and says, Nick Marshall is out for the first quarter, out for the first half, and if he doesn't right. say anything, it could be the second series.
Well, that would be mighty up front of Gus, and, you know, I don't know if coaches want to help out the other team's planning. A&M had its own reasons for doing the way it did it, but I can't make the call on what Gus might
do. You're right. A&M had to because of the NCAA deal, right? I mean, he could have been suspended more than that. So you're that's a good point.
Well, I'm just saying, let's just say what Arkansas goes down and scores with its first drive, and say Auburn has a turnover or whatever, he'll probably be quicker. You know, we got a few weeks to see what Gus might do in terms of putting a distinct length to that suspension.
Tom, what have you been able to learn about the first day of practice? I read the article there, but not being able to watch and just going off of what the players and Coach Bielema have said, what conclusions have you drawn?
I just think he feels the building blocks of where they're going. He frequently mentions that offensive line, and I bet you I know it was talked about more than any other position yesterday, just kind of where Cameron Jefferson and Tritola might start out at. Does Frank Ragnow have a chance to play at center, and Brian Wallace, their chance to have an impact this year? And he spoke specifically about Bray Cook. So a lot of talk about those guys. They feel like they're going to be better up front. I also feel like they're going to make some strides on defense. But what I'm writing about for tomorrow, which we're going to get some questions in tonight to Jim Chaney and company, is who's going to start rising up at receiver? They've got to have some guys who they can count on who aren't going to drop passes and fumble, guys who have a chance to get past a cornerback and catch a deep ball. They've got to be more potent on that play action that they have, because otherwise the shell gets tighter or the umbrella gets tighter around their receiving core. They've got to have more than Hunter Henry. So I suspect – you know, you're going to see a better season from Keon Hatcher. Demetrius Wilson's return is going to help them. Can they get a guy like Hawkins or JoJo Robinson past a defense? Can Drew Morgan be a kid who catches balls on third down, as we saw in camp here last fall? So, and Kendrick Edwards, can they throw fade routes to him? Can he out-jump safeties and corners for the ball? A lot of questions there, and until they get more explosive at receiver, they're just not going to be as dynamic an offense as what Brett Bielema has shown in his years past at Wisconsin.
How healthy – now we've heard Brandon Allen's healthy. How healthy is he, and does it worry you that one of the other younger quarterbacks, Rafe, came in early? Austin's been there for a year now. Does it worry you that A.J. Derby goes to tight end for spring ball, and then coach comes out and says, well, if we have a game, that he's actually going to be our backup – Does that worry you that maybe one of those younger quarterbacks haven't stepped up? And is Brandon Allen healthy?
Yeah, I think Brandon is completely healthy, as fully healthy as one can expect from their quarterback at this stage. And it is troublesome to me that he can't say, well, I think number two is going to be a really nice battle between these two young players, which will both be freshmen, Austin Allen and Peavy. I understand where he's going with that A.J. Derby thing, that you know, he's a veteran guy and he really understands the offense. But it's just different when you see practice, you know, all the plays of a practice from a tight end perspective, and you're out there running tight end. You could say this better than anybody, Matt. But and then from a quarterback perspective. So I just feel like one of those two freshmen has really got to make a move in this camp and say, hey, I'm going to be the number two guy, because that's got to be a little bit embarrassing that they're still talking about Derby possibly being number two.
What's the feel, I guess, with Brandon and Austin, that relationship there? I wonder sometimes, but not being around it, is there this feeling that Austin maybe is intimidated by his brother at all? Because you can get a little bit of that where he doesn't feel comfortable because he has that little brother, big brother syndrome type deal. Is there any of that there?
Right. Well, just from my conversations with those two over the years, I don't get that. I think Austin is a different sort. I mean, he's a little bit more kind of a rambunctious guy and, you know, a little more fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants type of kid. And he sure came in at Fayetteville High School and did wonders, you know, two state championships after Brandon departed. I think he's up to the challenge. He's just got to know the offense better and operate things more efficiently out there. He was sacked so much in spring, and I think a lot of it was a product of second O-line and how well that first defensive line rushed at the time. But, yeah, I think his decision-making needs to be quicker, and he just needs to be more of a definitive decision-maker. And I would say the odds are in his favor if he does that in this camp, that he'll move into the number two slot.
Is it because we with Chaney last year, that is there too much at the line of scrimmage going on? I wonder that when you call a play, when we had a play with Coach Nutt, there was always an audible based on what the defense was in, and then based on to what the play was called, that was called in the huddle, that you could audible to. Now, mm-hmm. My freshman year, when I didn't know the offense as much, it wasn't that easy. But after my next 3 years, it was there. So is that how they call plays? You know, does he call a play in the huddle? And when you go up to the line of scrimmage, is that really it? Or is there always a chance where you could audible to a better play?
Well, I can't tell you definitively what their play to play, you know, possession to possession, how they handle audibles at the line. But I've got to figure that there's got to be at least another call they can make when they go up. I haven't had a detailed discussion with Jim Chaney about what happens with the freshman. I'm certain that Brandon goes up there and has a chance to, you know, move protections around.
Playbook's wide open with him, yeah.
I would think so, and not only protections, but, you know, pass player, run play, and audible off like that. And the other two would then be in the learning phases of still trying to be comfortable with all that, because there's so many things the defense can do as you survey and then, you know, go through your first checks.
Tom, what's one question you want answered before the first game on the road at Auburn?
Ooh, I think it goes back to what I referenced earlier. Where is an explosive playmaker outside the run game going to come from? Hunter Henry is a dependable guy. You know, they'll throw him the ball on third down. I think he's going to be improved. They've got to have an explosive receiver or two to put a threat in to some defense.
Yeah, got to get some speed out there. You know, I know Coach Bielema wanted to bring Ben Herbert in as far as the transformation of the bodies, and that's all fine and dandy to get bigger and stronger. But one of the things I noticed last year watching this team, one of the slowest Razorback teams I remember in the last decade. That's when, I mean, you have the number one track program in the country. Get your skill players over there and work on some speed instead of worrying about your bench press too much.
Well, and I think they're very aware. There was a drastic lack of speed with that team. You could see it game after game. And it's not going to just be cured overnight, but I think they can infuse a little bit of speed. And that's where I was talking about Hawkins. They like JoJo Robinson's speed. Yesterday, Bielema referenced the three freshman linebackers So that's Kalia Hackett, Dwayne, Eugene, Randy Ramsey are all three speed guys. And that, boy, that defense does need it. Where Martrell Spate used to stand out as the fastest linebacker, now those three guys are competing with him. So you're getting some more speed there. I think some of these newcomers in the defensive backfields are going to be a little bit faster too. It can't come fast enough, you know, but it's a spade, and they've got to get faster receivers, faster tailbacks in the whole nine yards. You got to get Corliss Marshall the ball some. Didn't mention him. We all saw how explosive he could be on some of those pitch plays. He'll know more of the offense this year. Keep him healthy. Rotate those other two. Arkansas could be a very, very good run team this year.
Tom, as always, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Have a good one.